Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip for Friday the 25th of January. Going to run you just through some bets and action for this afternoon. I'm going to get right into it, as the feedback yesterday was, I don't want to hear my waffle on football, just want the tips. No surprise there. I'm going to start with the horse of the day, and the horse of the day that I want to trade is coming up very shortly. It's in the 3:15, and it is Wicked Willie. This is a 3 mile race, and Wicked Willie is priced around 8 at the moment, 7.88. It's a hurdle. There's a few front runners in it, which I think other people will be playing and trading. I'm expecting this one to come on stronger a little bit nearer the end. And I'm going to look for about a 20% trade on my price that I take. So if you take 8, for example, then you're going to be looking at wanting to take 1.6 off that. So looking to put a lay in at about 6.4 to green up across the card. So hopefully we can get that one to shorten up for us in running and provide us with a little bit of profit. So it's the 3:15 at Huntingdon. Wicked Willie is the horse I'll be trading. Back it just before the off and then work out your lay price and put it in running to leave yourself green. A couple of early weekend mentions for the football in the lower leagues. In League 2, I like the look of Mansfield at home to Tranmere. Mansfield market's a little bit weak, but they're priced at 1.82 at the moment to beat Tranmere, who are sitting mid-table. Mansfield up in third place, won 3 of their last 5. Tranmere have won 2 of their last 5, but Mansfield, on my figures, a bit of value and looking a good bet. So Mansfield in League 2 to beat Tranmere, and two teams that are not in good form in the Championship, Aston Villa, who really need to sort of do something to get their season back on track, haven't won in the last 4, don't seem to be able to keep a clean sheet, but they're playing Ipswich Town, who, you know, minus 26 goal difference, lost 4 of the last 5. Reap what you sow. I thought when they got rid of Mick McCarthy, it was a strange decision. So I'm liking the look of Villa. Villa a bit short, 1.52. Actually gone to 1.55 as I've done this podcast, drifted a few ticks. But they are two bets for me that I like over the weekend in the lower leagues, if that's your sort of thing. Looking at tonight's football, I've only got one match that I'm really liking the look of, and that is in French League One, Marseille versus Lille, which is kicking off at 7:45. I have this game profiled exactly the same, almost, as a game in the Dutch Eerste Division, Maastricht versus Helmond Sport. I actually have slightly better figures on my sheets for Marseille versus Lille than I do for Maastricht. And then when I come to look at the prices, the two markets I'm looking at, on the over 1.5 goals, the over 1.5 goals in the Maastricht game, you can back over 1.5 goals at 1.27. I've got a game with much better figures in Marseille versus Lille, or better figures, and I can back it at 1.36. Again, it's purely that reputation thing of the Dutch football producing a lot more goals, which across the league, of course, it does. But in individual instances, you can find these little things. The Maastricht game I've got about right. So the Lille game, Marseille-Lille game, has to be value. So I've got, I'm going to play that one in two markets. I've got the over 1.5 goal market, which I'm going to, again, I'm going to wait 15, 20 minutes, hope we don't get a goal. And then as that price starts to rise, I will drip back that over 1.5 goals and remove my liability. I also, in the second half, in the second part of the first half, the first half goals over 0.5 is another one that's looking good value. So sort of 20 minutes onwards, I will be looking to either back over 0.5 first half goals or lay under 0.5 first half goals, whichever is your fancy. It's exactly the same bet. And again, I will drip that through from sort of 20 minutes through to 30, 35 minutes in three parts. So in the football tonight, Marseille versus Lille is my only real game that I'm putting up for you, which is to back over 0.5 first half goals in the sort of second half of the first half, so 20 odd minutes onwards, and to back over 1.5 goals from sort of 15 minutes onwards And trade that one. Once a goal goes in, remove your liability. If it is 0-0 late on and you get a goal sort of 80th minute, I would let the bet ride and hope that we get another one to finish that off. So we've got Wicked Willie in the 3:15 race to trade. Two mentions, Mansfield in League Two, Aston Villa in the Championship. And tonight, Marseille versus Lille kicking off at 7:45. Those two markets, the first half goal 0.5 market and the over under 1.5 market. Of course, play those at your own peril, any of those. And I will be back tomorrow with a probably more detailed update, as we're going to have a whole load of football on. So I'll try and get that online earlier in the morning.